Yeah, I think that'd be for the best.
Hey, Ian, how about you eat shit, okay? Because I'm having a hard
time. No, don't do this. Don't do this.
I suffered a large disappointment this week. An opportunity that would have been life-changing, and it's really
a job.
Yes.
Can I say that? Last time we recorded this podcast, which was 30 seconds ago, I got too specific because I want people to know why, I'm irritated.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, Catherine lost a thing. I got to be very vague.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's, really milking it, if you know what I mean.
You're such an asshole. I'm so sad. I'm like really, we joke about depression. No, we don't joke about it, but like we talk about being depressed.
Yeah.
On this podcast, but like, I lost my appetite. I don't.
If you got a solid comedy opportunity, mm-hmm. that when it came down to it, at the very end, it didn't come through. That means that you're capable of getting these opportunities. People like what you do.
I know.
There will be more opportunities in the future.
Yeah.
And one of those will lead to something,
It feels exactly like a breakup when you're like 17.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't want another opportunity. I'll never be happy again. I just want that one.
Right. Well, hopefully when the thing is made, it's awful. And then you can be like, hey, dodged a bullet,
Honestly, I don't. This is going to sound very phony, but it wasn't just for the resume. Like, I really wanted to do it. Like, for the world, because I thought I could do a good job, and I thought it would be a good opportunity.
I think you could have done a good job too. I think that they're wrong. Cool. There, I said it.
Cool.
Fine. I said it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that anything like that would ever come my way again.
Well, that's crazy because we've already had opportunities that they slip through our fingers every single time, but they've been there, other opportunities to apply to things that are big that would be life-changing, but
I want to tweet this.
It'll come along again. If it came along in the past, it'll happen again in the future.
Yeah. I want to tweet this someday, but like, because this has happened to me multiple times now, almost getting something should count as a credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no, technically I was rejected, but I came very close.
If there are rounds, you could say like, I got this far. I got to this marker,
Yeah.
Like, I think we were asked to write for a roast, and it's like,
Comedy Central.
They didn't air any of my jokes, but I was asked to write them.
Yes, but they aired one of your, they told one of your jokes on the actual roast because you saw it in a promo video on Twitter.
Right.
That they never, they cut so much out from the live show to what they air on Comedy Central.
Doesn't that make you think that they did like a bunch of our jokes?
It's possible.
And then just cut all of them for time,
It's possible.
Crazy, It's crazy how much like accolades and, I don't know how celebrated people are for telling other people's jokes.
I know. Yeah.
What a great job so-and-so did.
Yeah. I think about
that. They have a team.
Like Chris Rock. Has he always had a team?
Yeah.
Cause
him and like Kevin Hart.
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything anymore.
I don't know. Always. I don't know the inner workings of his,
Right.
Organization.
It really doesn't count if you have a team of people writing for you.
It's
as a stand-up comedian, that makes no sense.
Somebody didn't like Ari Shaffir or somebody. I don't even know if it was him, but he seems like that type of guy who would do this. Like called him out for that.
Very shitty
on Twitter. Yeah. So I went to Urban Outfitters today because I walked to work and it was cold. And I needed to
hoodie.
You needed a tunic and a floppy brim hat.
Right. Yeah. I needed like a tie dye shirt that said Sublime on it.
Yeah. You needed a Kent State sweatshirt that was spattered in blood.
Yeah. I needed like a Columbine.
With bullet holes in it.
Yeah.
A little jersey.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you go in there and you look at their shit and you're like, well, this is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
But I'll try it on because I need something. And it also costs $1 billion, right?
Yes.
And you go to the mirror and you put it on and you're like, wow, I look great. You know?
Yeah.
I look like a Greek god. Maybe I don't need to work out.
They
maybe
have those like inverted funhouse mirrors.
They're insane.
Give you like big fat naturals and a tiny waist.
It's like an Instagram filter. You look behind you and the whole room, like everything in the room looks like a lava lamp. It's all warped. And you look like jacked and like hot as hell and your face. Like, who makes these mirrors? What kind of genius manufactures these things?
I was doing crowd work once and I was talking to a guy in the front row and he was one of those mirror makers.
What a sneaky fuck.
That's what I said to him. He manufactures mirrors for like department stores and stuff that make you look better so that you buy the clothing.
What the fuck is the point?
To make you buy the clothing.
I know, but you, like I'm saying, like as a consumer, you shouldn't even look in the mirror. You should try to like kind of look down at your own fucking pants and try to make an educated guess. Because you get home. I got to work. Because I bought the thing because it was cold out.
Yeah.
I get to work. I look like a disheveled piece of shit.
Yeah, you
know?
Look so
an unkempt
bad.
Garbage man. Awful. Fuck you.
I'm kidding. I don't know what you mean. In the outfit that you bought or...
I mean, just in general.
Wrong.
But the outfit wasn't doing me any favors and it cost, you know, $60 for like a... And they do this thing where they'll take like a... I don't know if they do this with women's clothing, but they take like a... Like a kind of a button-up shirt... And then they sew a hood into the back of it. So when you're looking at it, you think, oh, that's like a button-up shirt over a hoodie. Maybe they're attached, but it's got to be like multi-layered. No, it's thin as fuck.
I can't even picture this.
With a hood, it's like take like a jacket, yeah, right?
Okay.
And or not even a jacket, like a something thinner than that. And like sew a hood on the back of it.
Like a button-down?
Yeah, kind of, but the hood looks like thick, like it's from a sweatshirt.
Okay.
So it looks like you're wearing a sweatshirt underneath like a button-up thing, but you're not.
Why would you wear a sweatshirt underneath a button?
It's not really that. It's more like a jacket button-up hybrid.
Okay. All right. I think I've got
it. Here, I'll get it.
No, that's okay.
I'm getting it.
Why do you have to get it?
So you know what I'm talking about.
That's what you bought to keep yourself warm, by the way?
Yeah.
That's... Okay, that's just a regular jacket. You made
it
sound like...
It's not a jacket, though.
Don't yell at me. You made
it
sound...
Feel it. Oh. Feel it. Now look at that. Look how thick that looks.
Okay.
Okay?
That really is insane.
Yeah, right?
Those things shouldn't go together.
No.
That's some kind of Frankenstein hipster concoction. I can't really...
What a shitty organization.
It's awful. And true fans know I used to work at the Urban Outfitters on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and it was the worst job
I've
ever
had.
That's
the one I went to.
Really? The one outside the library?
Yes.
Next to Best Buy? Is there Best Buy still there?
I mean, kind of close.
That's where we would send customers who had to go to the bathroom.
I was thinking about... That's funny you say that, because I was thinking about this today. How... Like, if when you leave New York and you go to any restaurant, convenience store in general, you can just use the bathroom. And what a, like, you feel like an abused animal or something that somebody, like, is finally showing affection towards. Like,
really?
What
Thank
the
you.
Fuck? Like, you can't use the bathroom in New York. What is this place?
I'm imagining one of those videos, you know, like the dodo. That does animal videos, and it's like, this little pitbull puppy rescue took a long time to get acquainted, but now it's just like some lost tourist who finally is allowed to go to the bathroom at Best Buy.
you leave the state and you go to Target or something. You're like, do you have a bathroom? And they're like, yeah, right this way. And you're like, do I have to leave my wallet with you or something?
Sort of collateral.
Right.
Well,
a code. You have to get a code. Go to the bathroom in Panera.
What is that about? They just need your money before you can take a shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is awful, but I don't agree with this. But the issue is probably homeless people. Like areas with a really high concentration of homeless people who will just blow up the bathroom and live there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know why they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it is nobody wants to clean it up. But like, if you have a big box store, if you have a Best Buy or a Urban Outfitters or whatever, you're like flush with money, right? So yeah, just hire somebody to take care of that type of thing and pay them a living wage.
Right.
And then your customers don't have to shit their pants in your fucking, you know, lobby.
Do you remember a few weeks ago we were drunk and we were wandering to the subway, but we saw a Taco Bell cantina in the distance, like an oasis in the desert. And we were like, well, why not get a electric Mountain Dew tequila concoction?
Rita.
And we went in and you were ordering that and I really had to pee and they were sweeping up and they weren't closing for like 15 minutes. And I asked the guy if I could use the bathroom and he goes, and he looks at the door and then goes, no. Like, well, if you had to consider it, it kind of seems like I could, but fine.
It's more that energy.
Yeah.
You know, like I understand that that happens. People fucking go in there and give birth or like cut themselves or you know, shoot up.
New York is crazy.
That shit does happen.
Yeah.
But there's also on top of that, people were just like, I don't want to clean the bathroom.
Yeah. He was like
I don't want. And I get it.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody doesn't spit in my face and call me a slur when I'm at a fast food restaurant, I consider that a win. The amount of money they're getting paid and what they have to do, I get it. You know what I mean? I would not do anything at Dunkin' Donuts. I would fall asleep immediately.
I know.
And tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
I walk into places like that immediately. Like, hi, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry that you have to be here and I have to be here. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Can I please?
You're almost mad at them when they're nice to you.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Like, hey, what kind of narc weirdo are you?
That's
you
how know? I felt at Chick-fil-A until you told me that they get paid well, which is always
better.
It's like it's not like they're millionaires, but
they're also all like Christians.
But you don't have to be Christian to work there, do you?
Yeah,
that would
you
be
do.
Insane.
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's is
that's a Christian.
What? That makes sense.
Yeah.
I love Auntie Anne's. I don't know what they do to their pretzels. Like what they
just put sugar on them.
Slather on them. Yeah, but even the plain ones.
Yeah. Butter.
Butter.
I've heard
if
of
there's
it?
Ever I've discovered this recently. If there's ever a dish that you're eating and you can't put your finger on why it's so extra delicious, it's just butter.
Yeah.
It's butter.
Why always. Vegetables taste delicious at a restaurant, you know?
Butter.
They just take broccoli and slather in butter. Like I like broccoli now. That's weird.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
What else is on the docket?
Well, you know, there's a few things to talk about.
Hmm.
Everybody wants to hear our opinion on
oh, really?
No. Of course not. Absolutely not. This is a failed podcast.
It really is. What are we still doing
the
here?
Failing New York Times, the failing Suicide Pact.
We can't even kill ourselves.
I know. You know, if anybody was ever like, oh, what if they like become successful and then the podcast will be ruined? You know, what if my favorite band blows up and gets on the pop charts and then they start making shitty music?
Yeah.
That'll never happen
Don't
to us.
Worry
Don't
about
worry
us.
About it.
I'm a fucking failure.
Right. She really is. But, what was I going to say? Oh.
What do we want our opinion on? Because guess what?
There's two big things in the news. Do you know what they are?
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz. That's a good one.
I don't know anything about... I know that he's...
Matt Gaetz. I wasn't going to say that, but...
Okay.
There's this whole thing where he's being accused of sex trafficking a minor.
Yeah.
What they're saying is that he had a 14-year-old girlfriend that he put on a plane and drove her around or like flew her around to wherever he was, and that counts as sex trafficking.
And he keeps implicating himself further. I didn't watch the Tucker Carlson interview.
Oh, you must.
Oh, really? Damn it. I didn't realize we were going to talk about this. I keep putting it off.
Oh, so funny.
But, like, I understand that he keeps, like, implicating himself further where he's like, I put lots of women on planes all the time.
Who knows? I can't remember. He keeps saying, I never dated a 17-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Woman.
17-year-old Becca.
Woman. No, he keeps saying, I've never flown a 17-year-old woman on a plane.
We like, take
okay, very specific.
The megabus
semantics there, you know. Yeah, you, have you ever hung out with a 17-year-old woman recently, woman? But what he claims happened is that like he's being it's like a shakedown. He's being extorted
by the somebody in the Department of Justice.
And nobody really knows where the truth is. It seems to be somewhere in the middle. It seems to be that like both things are true. Like he's doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And also he's being blackmailed.
His dad keeps chiming in, which makes me laugh.
Yeah, his dad's involved.
I didn't realize his dad was anybody.
Who's his dad?
I don't know. I just know his name's Don. Which seems like a real, like, shitty kid in school's dad who gets involved and comes to like, sort out his messes for mm-hmm. him. He's got a utility belt. He's got, like,
utility belt, like Batman?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so he goes on Tucker Carlson, right?
What?
And he says to Tucker, two people on this screen have been accused of sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
And Tucker
God.
Goes, hold on. And he goes, yeah, remember a few years ago when people started coming after you and saying that you were fucking, like, doing all this sexual assaulting? And that wasn't true either. So we're on the same
He's
page
like,
here.
Listen,
and Tucker's
Tucker,
like,
we've
that
all
was,
raped people.
It's so funny because, like, apparently that's something that happened, like, a long time ago.
Oh,
and Tucker Carlson has kind of, like, gotten away from it.
That's so funny.
And this guy brings it up. And then Tucker Carlson, like, makes his face like, ooh, okay, yeah, that happened, but, like, you know, we got past that, and, you know, I didn't face any legal consequences or whatever, and
she
the guy...
She mysteriously disappeared.
What's his name?
Who?
The guy.
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz is like, yeah, and, fuck, what was the other thing he said that really pissed him off? Oh, he said, and you remember me and you had dinner recently.
No.
And Tucker's like, oh boy. And he's like, yeah, your wife was there. My wife was there. And everything seemed normal, right? And Tucker's like, yeah, I mean, that was like a year ago that we had dinner and I don't really remember.
It definitely wasn't during the pandemic.
Tucker Carlson was furious.
That's so funny.
And then they went to commercial and they came back and Tucker Carlson was like, that's the weirdest interview I've ever done, and I don't think it proved anything for that guy.
Oh my God,
because he's just like full of rage now.
Right, what a dummy.
Yeah,
well,
so that's that.
Who brought these allegations forward? The guy who he claims is
the
extorting
New York Times
him?
I don't know who their source is.
So wait, is this a technicality where in not that it didn't happen, but if you fly with a 17-year-old on a plane at all, that's trafficking? Even if
you
are just close friends,
what he's
you and Matt?
Well, yeah, what if it's like your fucking daughter's friend
sure,
or whatever?
Sure, that makes sense. But if he can't prove that, he's like, no, that's just a...
The accusations, though, are that he like flew her around like by herself.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that matters.
There's absolutely no reason to do that. You know
well, yeah,
I mean?
I don't think he's saying he didn't.
Oh, he's saying it didn't happen at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, he's okay. saying there. This woman does not. Now I'm saying woman. This girl doesn't exist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
There's a
about?
Bunch of stuff.
Okay, well,
number
why are
one.
You being coy right now? Let's roll it out.
White boy summer.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's white boy summer. I have so many things to say about that, but it's mostly questions, and you get mad at me when I ask you questions.
Wow.
You
no,
do.
I don't. No, I don't.
I'm very.
I've never gotten mad at you in my life.
I'm so tiny.
You're not tiny. You're getting huge.
Don't raise your voice to me. I'm too tiny. I'm just so curious how Chet Hanks came to be.
Chet Hanks is the best. I love Chet Hanks.
Okay.
Because everybody. Chet Hanks is just your classic run-of-the-mill troll. That's all he is. and he gets it, and he's fucking with everybody. And the best type of trolling is then is when you see people like on Twitter or whatever thinking that they're smarter than him, like he's a fucking idiot, and like we've had white boy summer for hundreds of years, and what is he talking about, and like you know,
yeah
he knows what he's doing. He made like a fucking 12-minute video the other day about jean shorts.
What
are they, good or bad? He's just like, he just fucks with people.
Good for girls, bad for boys, done. You don't need 12 minutes on that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about jean shorts? Sorry, we'll get back to chat.
I like jean shorts.
Okay. Oh, I just realized I've seen you in jean shorts. Yeah. They look good. They look good.
They're like black.
Yeah.
I made them myself.
Yeah.
Out of jeans.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. I'm an artisan.
Chet Hanks, I can't really speak to his character because I've only seen photographs.
And you got to watch
videos on mute. So
it's just so funny when somebody can just fire something off to mock people and try to get a rise out of people, and then it just works.
Yeah, it
works completely, and everybody thinks they're a genius and makes their shitty little jokes, and the whole time he's like, "That." I mean, I just wanted you to talk about me.
For what it's worth, my version of Twitter has been very like, they don't think they're smarter than Chet, like rolling their eyes at White Boy Summer. That's just like a lot of his face on the Midsummer woman, and
some people are embracing
poking
it,
fun at it. Yeah,
but I do think that's how it gained traction in the first place.
Did he explain what the rules are for White Boy Summer?
No, he's just saying, you know, like how there was Hot Girl Summer.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
Now there's White Boy Summer.
Is there anything we're supposed to be wearing or participating in?
I don't know. You're supposed to play cornhole
and like axe throwing, or is that for girls?
Oh yeah.
Is axe throwing for girls or boys?
I'm not sure.
Because
Bows
and arrows are for girls.
Yeah. Swords
are for boys. I think that hatchet throwing thing is also for girls.
Battle axes are for boys.
Okay. Boys can have battle axes.
Throwing axes are for dwarves.
Like Gimli?
Yeah.
That's a battle axe, right? Doesn't he
carry
a battle axe?
No, battle
axe
is like, those are like throwing axes. Oh, maybe he carries, I don't know. I can't picture
it. I think
he
carries a battle axe.
But he throws axes too, right?
No, I'm sure he has thrown an axe, but he mostly just like carries around a battle axe.
Really?
I don't know.
That seems unlikely to me.
Really?
Yeah, because how's he supposed to compete with Legolas, who has a bow and arrow and is an elf, and he's just like, bop, 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 just
Gimli's
blasting
Gimli's really
people.
Strong just because he's small.
Yeah, but Legolas has, like, he can put distance between himself and his enemies.
Oh, so the only way he could keep up is by throwing. But once you throw, it's gone.
Yeah, but you got, like, a bunch of them. You're like, bop, bop.
No, he doesn't have those little bachelorette party hatchets.
What are bachelorette party hatchets?
Those ones are you, like, it's like paint and sip, except instead of paint, you throw weapons.
Yeah,
well,
there's all those viral videos of the axes like hitting
come
the wall
back
the wrong way and then just brushing past people's heads.
Take the bride's ear off.
Good idea.
Yeah, why are you serving alcohol at the axe throwing place?
That really is insane. In a world where everything is so safe and
right? I guess, I don't know. It's kind of like skydiving.
Yeah.
You just like
also bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Why would you?
To feel alive, I think. After you suffer the greatest rejection of your entire life.
I'm trying to
life.
Feel dead. Oh, fuck off. You're about to get another rejection.
No, what does that mean? Stop that.
So the other big news is Lil Nas X.
Oh, yes.
Made a music video.
Thank God. Yeah, I love Lil Nas X.
He's great.
So much. He's the perfect Zoomer, in my opinion. Because he's everything you're looking for. Like, he's like, he checks all the boxes. He's perfect. But he's also not humorless.
Right.
He's so fun. Just rare. And he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah. And I was watching a video of him today where he goes, like, he's telling his story. He's like, when I told my dad I wanted to make music, he shot me. And then my mom stabbed me. But I kept going. He has time to make like music videos and songs and still make funny TikToks. But anyway, he made a music video where he pole dances to hell,
mm-hmm.
and then he grinds on the devil, and then like shoves his cock in the devil's face and yeah. then breaks his neck and then becomes the devil himself.
Yes.
Which is, you know, I like trolling Christian conservatives was always so great because they're just like a built-in audience of they're the perfect audience for trolling. Yeah. They freak the fuck out.
Right.
You know, but like I feel like it jumped the shark at some point.
Liberals have been playing that part for a while, which was really upsetting.
It was annoying. Oh, you mean now? Like being the victim of trolling?
Yeah, like of taking things too seriously and talking about how things are problematic and stuff. Like I just see conservative Christian.
Yeah, it's a religion.
In that,
neoliberalism is a.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I feel like back in the day, trolling Christian conservatives was so funny, but then it kind of like hit a point where, I don't know, people took, it's got to be a little tongue in cheek. I feel like we talk about Marilyn Manson on the show sometimes, and like he like when Marilyn Manson crucifies himself and stuff, it's like, okay, cool.
Right.
You know, Lady Gaga doing some kind of satanic performance, it's like, neat.
Yeah.
And then here comes Lil Nas X putting a hilarious spin on it, you know? Some conservatives told him he was going to hell, so he pole dances to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And then who could have thought, of course, have sex with the devil. That's the funniest fucking thing you could. That's finally bringing it back to funny again.
Inspired, as you pointed out, by our hot sauce.
Yeah, I know. Lil Nas X paid a fortune to some viral marketing whatever company to make those shoes. You know, they're not actual Nike shoes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're knockoffs, the ones with the blood in it.
Does he get sued for that? Isn't he saying they're
sued.
Nike?
He's getting sued.
So he's just lying?
No, he's not saying they're Nike. They just have a swoosh on them.
He's
getting sued. But like, think about that. Like, the amount of money that company made from Lil Nas X and our little podcast had the same idea, you know? We just don't have the reach to troll enough people.
As clever.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I do. I do.
It's nothing new. Like, you know, Kiss put blood in there because the shoes have blood in them. Kiss put blood in their records.
Did we not tell you guys there's blood in the hot sauce?
Yeah, it's all blood.
Enjoy. Also, the funniest part of like people taking this so seriously is he shared storyboards and stuff from the making of the video, and he based some of the shots off of SpongeBob.
Really?
Like actual shots from SpongeBob. You could, like, he does side by side from some of the shots from the video, and that's what he used as inspiration.
Oh man, everybody's
just like pure silliness.
Yeah, yeah, it's so goofy. It's so great to watch. We were watching Kyle Kulinski talk about this, and he just goes like, "The devil's not real." Stupid.
That was so funny. He does this whole explanation about why people are taking this too seriously, and then it made me laugh so hard. He's like, also, the devil's not real. That's what's so funny about us being Satanists and like handing people our cards from the Church of Satan with our name on it, and they're too afraid to touch it.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, you're an adult.
Monsters. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show before. I thought maybe I did, but like, I was working at, a TV network, and I was working in this department where I kind of felt like the odd man out, like I didn't know what I was doing or whatever, and everybody's smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day everybody just started talking about how they all believe in angels and psychics and like communicating with dead relatives and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, and then that like kind of led into a conversation about their favorite comedian being
Jeff Dunham.
Oh
my God.
And you just go like, what? How are we supposed to take you seriously? The devil? You know? Monsters in the middle of the earth?
I mean, people get indoctrinated. I will give some people the benefit of the doubt. The devil was a big fear of mine till I was like 18.
Yeah, I guess I understand.
I was afraid of getting possessed by demons. Watch The Exorcism of Emily Rose and you're like, that's real though. That happened. That actually happened.
It's just so arrogant to think that it's like, that people nailed it. I think there is some kind of divine thing happening, but I think it's so much more complicated than just like a guy that looks like us, but he's red and he has horns and he lives in the middle of the earth. You know, it's just so,
yeah,
it has human written all over it.
Right.
just, it's clunky. The whole myth is clunky.
Well, my version of the devil was very, very ancient and Catholic. Like, he only spoke Latin, and he had, like, a million different names. And if you said one of his names, he was, like, Beetlejuice, he would pop up. And there's all,
like,
these,
you could see him?
All these different demons. No, but if you get possessed, you, like, throw up green or whatever. I don't know. I don't really remember. But people, to this day, in, like, all over the world, claim that they're possessed. They still perform exorcisms all
over. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of fascinating.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can convince yourself of anything.
Right.
You know, you think you're possessed, you'll wiggle around on the ground.
Right. But really, it's just the patriarchy.
Right. I've just been thinking about, like, Lil Nas X and Chet Hanks and the idea of trolling and how people just lean right into it, you know, like, you understand, like, even if you're a Christian conservative or whatever, you understand why Lil Nas X is doing what he's doing, right? Like, to get his name out there and have people watch the video and talk about him.
It's brilliant. Look how well that worked.
Yeah, but, like, why does it work so well? How are you that dumb? It always, for me, comes back to Milo Yiannopoulos, who was just, like, the most obnoxious person in the world. We know why. We know he doesn't. He recently said he's not gay anymore, even though he still lives with his husband. And it's
but,
like,
his husband's now, he's like, as soon as he decided he wasn't gay, his husband is now, like, his butler or something.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. His butler?
Something, like, really demeaning.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's all nonsense. It's right. All fake. So as soon as you. So why does he do that? He wouldn't do it if it didn't get results. So you yelling about him, tweeting about him, you know, getting him deplatformed or whatever, is all part of the plan.
That's true.
How do you not see that?
But don't you feel like we lose our humanity a bit if we, what's the alternative? Ignore the things that bug you?
Like, yeah, I think
then we all turn into the New Yorkers on the subway who can see an acrobat give birth to triplets and not look up from their phone or their book. You know what I mean? Like,
we already are that.
The craziest shit happens. I know, but New Yorkers specifically, we all turn into New Yorkers just ignoring.
But no, that's not true.
Okay. I think I'm just working this out in the moment. I know that might not be.
I think 100%. Your reaction to things is very important. And there's a difference between, like, taking things seriously and trying to help or whatever.
Yeah.
And getting outraged and upset by somebody who's clearly just trying to get that reaction out of you, you know? And if you look at the world through that lens, that's what cable news is. That's what Twitter is. And it's a lot more. If you start thinking of people in your life and things in your life as trolls, and their whole goal is to piss you off,
yeah,
then you become a more zen person out of spite.
It's true, yeah, yeah.
And then the whole world calms down, you know?
Right.
That doesn't mean you have to stop having convictions or disagreeing with people. It just means you don't get all, like, I don't know.
We are only as strong as our weakest troll bait. As a people, we're only as strong as, like, the person most susceptible to trolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then it's like, because then it becomes this battle, right? Like, somebody trolls you with their ideas, and then you get all worked up, and you say something insane to try to troll them back, and then they, you know, come over you, and then... I don't know.
If you could just see how much the machine is fueled by your reaction, then it wouldn't bother you as much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everything these days is, like, a joke, but also reality at the same time. Like, Donald Trump was a joke president. Like, he was all Pepes and stuff. But then that had real world consequences. Like, the 8chan boards are, like, jokes. Joking about white supremacy because they want to be edgelords, but then it has real life consequences because people believe it. So I don't know. Trolling just in general, I think, is ruining everything.
Yeah, it's no good. And I guess if everyone ignored it all the time, it would just die, right? Because you couldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so hard to do, but yeah. Wait, especially watching this QAnon documentary and seeing the people who actually run it are as fucked as like the worst trolls on there.
You run like the web.
Yeah, 8chan. That guy with the little curly mustache who collects pens and goes to hearings in DC with a Q pin and pizza socks and
Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think there's more provocateurs in the world than there ever has been. People realize that they can fuck with reality, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole idea behind 8chan, a lot of the Pepe stuff, and Donald also, Trump, all of it.
If you feel trolls are also born out of, like, that documentary, That Face When No Girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
people who feel so ignored that they have to lash out, otherwise they won't get any attention at all. It's like, it's this or nothing. So
right, yeah. It's like,
I'm going to say I want to punch every woman until she explodes because I fucking hate blah, 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 blah.
Somebody's been reading my Twitter.
You know?
Yeah, well, it's the idea of like a little kid who can't get any attention, so they're going to get some kind of attention by acting out, you know?
Yeah,
their parent, they're a latchkey kid or whatever.
Yeah.
They never see their parents, so they set their fucking house on fire. Now they have to talk to their parents because their parents are screaming at them, and we're all the parents.
Yeah, screaming at these.
Yeah, taking the bait, you know?
Troll children. What we're saying is if your kid burns your house down, ignore it. They're just trying to get your attention, and don't fall for it.
Right. Well, that's all I had for this evening. What do you have to say?
I had nothing. I was just going to cry into the microphone
for a while. That's great. That's really helpful.
I can't feel joy.
We need the last episode surprise threesome, and of course, we got an uptick.
We did. I stopped looking at numbers because
they're depressing.
Three every week.
Yeah, it's not good.
Four.
Might be coming to an end with this experiment. Podcast? Yeah, what do you think? Do you want to keep doing it?
The podcast?
Yeah, the fucking podcast.
This is an off-mic conversation.
No, this is an on-mic conversation. We're getting real.
If the numbers reflect a diminishing... If it's just like quality-wise not really doing it for people... And it also takes up our time, and also we're depressed and sad, and it's not enriching our lives in any way.
I do dread it every week.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I gotta fucking do that thing, you know?
Yeah. But I'm in a weird place specifically this week, so perhaps I'd feel differently another time. But
all right, fair enough. We'll keep trudging through for a while, you know?
Okay. I have something I want to talk about. I found a quiz, don't ask me how, in my internet travels today called Do You Have Internalized Misogyny? Oh, wait. No, it's not even asking if you have it. The question is, how much internalized misogyny do you have? And it's got a cute black and white photo of all these women, like a vintage photo. I don't know. They look like milkmaids. I don't know what that's supposed
to be. Should I ask you the questions?
Yeah, sure.
Because you're the lady.
Okay. Can men have internalized misogyny?
I think it's external. Okay. It's like penises and vaginas.
Okay. Men wear their misogyny on their sleeves.
Right. It dangles between their legs.
Okay.
And yours is all stuffed up inside of you.
Okay.
A man tells you, quote, "You're not like other girls. What do you think?" A, "That's so sweet." B, "What about me makes him say that?" C, "No, thank you." D, "I try not to be."
Weird. It really depends on the man. You know?
This is already so fucking shitty. What is this right? From? Where is this?
I don't know what this site is.
Poll Juice?
Poll Juice.
Butthole. Yeah, what?
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
You're not like other girls. That's like the start of a sentence.
Right.
What's the second chunk of that sentence? You're not like other girls. You're a bitch. What? You're not like other girls. Yeah. You know? You have gigantism. Like, what? What do you mean? That's not what I would say. What are you referring to specifically?
I'm not like other girls. I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
That's so sweet. What about me makes you say that? No, thank you. I try not to be.
I guess what about me makes you say that based on your what you said.
Okay.
But also, thank you.
Do you want thank you?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
There's only that's so sweet.
The second one is... No, thank you is an insane response to that. Like he's handing you cheese at Costco. Like,
right.
You're not like other girls right here. No, thank you. I don't want any. No, thank you.
This is so funny because this is one of those quizzes where it's like so obvious.
You know?
Like if you answer the first one, then you have a ton of misogyny.
Yeah.
And if you answer the last one, you're good.
Are you saying scientists didn't put this together?
At polljuice.com.
What's the second question?
Relax. What do your friendships look like?
I don't know.
I way prefer having guy friends who talks like that. A good mix of people, exclamation point. Women are for friendships, men are for sex. Girls are a lot of drama.
It's so funny.
This is so shitty.
Like you said before, what are your friendships like? And one of the answers is just, I hate women.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Right. I hate women. Also, like, what if somebody just walked up to you? What are your friendships? What do your friendships look like?
Then maybe I would go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
What do they look like?
You, that poor person. That's an alien. I guess a mix of a lot of people.
A good mix of people. Yeah. I mean, that's the best answer.
Yeah.
And
sure.
the second most misogynistic answer.
No, girls are, the last one was like, girls are too much
drama. Oh, you're right. So it is mixed
they're
up.
They're mixing it up. They think they're smarter than me, but they're not.
Oh, God, this is crazy. You meet an unmarried 45-year-old woman who doesn't have kids.
Ew.
What's your first impression?
Yuck. Kill it.
I automatically feel sorry for her. No kids and no marriage. She must be lonely. That's the first answer.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's happy, but I also hope I don't end up like her. I don't assume anything. Aren't these women like spinsters or repressed lesbians?
Who the fuck?
Who would take this quiz and answer that?
I'm not being...
I would spit in her mouth.
I'm
shit on her head.
I'm not, trying to pat myself on the back here. I wouldn't think anything.
Right.
Because you need so much more context. Like, if she's butt ugly, maybe I would feel bad.
Yeah.
Maybe
she's like, I wish I had a husband.
Yeah. If she seems depressed.
What does she want?
Yeah, exactly. What does she want?
We're feminists.
Yeah, we are. Exactly. Because there's so much more to people then, you know, whatever, but I guess that's what they're trying to say. But I really wouldn't think anything. If she seems happy, I'd be happy. If she seems miserable, I might honestly have a traditional thought where I'm like, oh, maybe she's sad because she didn't get married or have kids. But if she seems well adjusted, then I'd be like, that's good for her. She's independent and she has fun.
Everything's a trap. Do you criticize women who wear revealing clothing and too much makeup? Yes. Who needs to show that much skin? Well, it depends on the scenario. What does it matter what someone...
It depends on the scenario not one of the options for every single one of these questions? Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
What does it matter what someone else looks like to me?
Okay, that's also an insane thing to say.
I don't really associate with those types of women.
You have a brain injury. You're like, I don't even see faces. I can't even see faces.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like Dolly Parton. Is that enough of an answer? I'm not. It really depends on the person's, like the person, their personality and the vibes that they're giving off. If they are half naked, wearing clown makeup, being obnoxious, like in a bar somewhere, like yelling over people and trying to get the bartender's attention because they're just like craving attention really badly, I'm usually like, that person's annoying.
Yeah, people don't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
It's like, that seems like one of the personality traits that would accompany a whole other bunch of garbage you'd have to deal with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody's just walking out in a tube top at the, you know, at their kid's daycare and they've got fucking blue eyeshadow on. You're like, is that a crazy person? Or, you know, what are they? It is weird.
You have to, but you just hearing those two things.
It's just like, you know what these people are getting at. You know, yeah. Like, do you slut shame? Do you like?
Yeah. Are you jealous because other people have boobs?
Oh, who made you in charge of this too? Like, right. Deciding. So what
do you want the... Wait, what are the answers again?
Oh,
I need more context. That one. Right? Wasn't that one of the options?
Yes, who needs to show that much skin? Well, it depends on the scenario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a bad answer? Like, it does depend on the scenario. Like you
the
said,
the question is bad.
If you're wearing pasties to pick up your child, that's kind of a red flag.
And it's not even like, you know, you and I talk about this all the time. Is like you see somebody walking down the street and they're wearing the most insane shit ever, and it's like that doesn't bother me. I just don't like how you're striding down the street and looking down your nose at me like, yeah, get used to it, yes, idiot.
That's what I mean by the vibe. People always, a lot of people like to think that people look at them or get like tense around them because the other people are square,
right,
and can't handle them. But really, it's just this attitude they project where they're like, can you believe who I am,
yeah,
and what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, chaps at this Applebee's.
And
it's
that
like,
just like immediately turns me off. It's right. Like you don't want to give somebody that attention.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a anti Little Nas X Christian conservative. Do not assume I am. That's right. What I'm offended about.
It's like that's what you want from people.
Right.
It's like you said, the Joker and Batman, like you kind of need the two sides to exist. Obnoxious people who dress wacky because they want attention and conservative people who actually get upset at that kind of thing.
Right, right, right. Go strut around like that and, you know, I'm trying to think of a conservative, some conservative place that a fucking...
Salt Lake City?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And now those people are mad for the right reasons.
Hey, if you're
I'm
listening,
mad at you because you're annoying.
Exactly. You're annoying. Yeah. Next question. Also, women, if you're listening from Salt Lake City, I just assumed because people are Mormon. I don't know. It could also be
right.
Chill. I don't know.
Do you criticize women for not putting enough effort into their appearance? Yes. Why not just look presentable? Again, it depends on the scenario.
Man, this is, you know, this is the same type of person who tweets about men not having a fitted sheet or
right.
a top sheet or whatever and having roommates and a messy apartment and stuff. It's like, once again, if you look like a fucking slob, it may...
Right, yeah. If you're at a wake and you're wearing fucking sweatpants,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like, come on.
Maybe take a shower, but like, I don't care if you're a woman or a man doing this kind of thing. If I can smell you.
Yeah, it really, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's very silly.
What does it matter what somebody else looks like to me? That's the same answer
yeah.
as before. I don't really... Wait, no, I'm reading the wrong ones. Wait, what?
Is one of these questions, do you hate women,
oh,
but you keep
same.
It on the inside? That should be the only...
I don't really associate with these women either.
What?
So, again, depends on the
filthy
scenario,
filthy women
right?
who don't dress well? Yeah, it depends on the scenario.
What do you think about a woman who doesn't remove her body hair? I mean, it's not my thing, but I guess it's okay. Not my thing, though.
did it really say that like that? Yeah, I mean...
If it's not my body hair, why should I have an opinion on it? Depends on where the hair removal isn't happening. What?
Bizarre.
Oh, I see what they're saying. I thought they meant, like, are they shaving their armpits in my office? Because...
I'd be against that. I actually would prefer you not remove your body hair if you're the type of person who does it in public.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's kind of gross.
Well, one and the first one and the last one, like, it's not my thing, but I don't care. But I also do think it's kind of gross. Body hair just in general is gross to me.
I mean, you can't, like, blame people for having... been conditioned
mm-hmm.
to not like body hair. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not your fucking fault. It's like, it's not misogyny. If you
right.
grew up, it's like, and the whole time, it's like, smooth is good, and then you like kind of internalize that, and that becomes your opinion, and then they spring fucking, you know, giant armpit hair wads on you.
It is weird.
You go that like, now I gotta. It's natural to already have that opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. I do know what you mean, and it's not like hateful, but
it's not.
But where does the body hair thing come from? Like that women have to have. I adhere to it, but like it, also if I put my pussy hat on for a second, I'm like, wait a minute. Like the armpit hair and leg hair and stuff.
I think men and women have been working together to fucking pick apart female beauty and sexuality nonstop for all of time. And this is just another thing they landed on, you know, like in China, binding feet and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
If you grew up in China and you jack off the tiny feet, is that
that's
even
not what that's about, is it?
What do you mean?
It's not like...
I don't understand.
It's like a sexually attractive thing to have tiny feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a beautiful thing, you know?
Okay. That's wild. I do think it's... Yeah, like you said, it's one of those things we've been conditioned to find attractive. But like, if we weren't and women had just natural leg hair and armpit hair, I don't think anybody... I don't know.
I was watching something about where they were talking about how a lot of societies, you know, African societies and stuff, believe that we're like borderline pedophiles because we get sexually aroused by breasts, which are feeding mechanisms for babies.
But how does that make us? Oh,
because out there they nobody wears a shirt anyway. So
rather than being pedophiles, wouldn't that make men who are really attracted to breasts like stunted? Because they're not attracted to babies. They're attracted to mature women, but they're acting like babies.
Well, I mean, what this person was getting at is it's like a disturbing thing.
Yeah.
That like the way in which pedophilia is disturbing. This is like a notch below that.
It makes sense. It's just
a bizarre thing to be attracted to. A wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Yeah. So that comes back to everything. Because like people will... You know, you've heard in your life, like, oh, people are attracted to breasts because they look like an ass and that reminds you of sex and stuff like that. But I don't think it's all...
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit. I think it all comes down to, like, that's just one of the things that we've covered up in our society for so long.
Yeah.
It became sexualized. You know, like, the Victorian age, people were jerking off to ankles and stuff.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat. Well, I always thought it was more... It started with... fertility. You're attracted to the opposite sex that will help you make a baby. So large breasts usually meant more fertile.
Well, I saw this thing one time on National Geographic where they went to these tribes and they talked to the men about what...
if they had internalized misogyny?
Right.
Did they?
Yeah, they asked it like, should a woman wear makeup or what?
Do you think women can have children and a job? Can they have it all?
Can they be a gatherer and a mother? No, but they were asking men what was attractive to them, and they were saying breast to hip ratio. So
that's universal, right?
Yeah, I thought that was so interesting because like apparently that's what American men are attracted to too, but it's a little bit more bastardized. Like we don't realize that. You know, people are like, oh, legs and fucking boobs and stuff. But over there, because everything is just kind of on Front Street, they actually know. They know exactly what the thing is that's getting them, you know? I thought that was fascinating. The way they were trying, the guy was like drawing a diagram, the guy that they were interviewing. He's like, if the hips go out like this, that means the women can bear more
children.
And so that makes me more sexually aroused.
Procreating, yeah.
Yeah, but... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like when there's less distractions, you really can understand your own mind and know why you think the things you think instead of advertisements and whatever.
What about the relationship between sexual attraction and like romantic love? Do they do that in this? I don't know where this study was being conducted, but do they have like monogamous relationships or is it all
I don't know, but I read that book Sex at Dawn and I don't think monogamous relationships, that's a whole other fucking deal. Like monogamous relationships are relatively new.
Okay.
We used to live in tribes. Yeah. And like everybody would have sex with each other, like a tribe of like 200 people.
Nice.
And then, and that's when we were nomads, right?
Yeah.
And then,
all the children, they didn't know like the paternity of the children, right? Like the tribe just raised all the children.
Yeah. And the way they raised them too is interesting, because they like, say you're a little kid and you got a bunch of dads, you don't know who your dad is. They all thought that like everybody was contributing a little bit of sperm, so these kids are everybody's kids. Which is kind of true. That's a whole other can of worms, though.
What? That's possible?
Like if somebody had, you know that. We've talked about this.
If you fuck like 100 dudes and you get pregnant, you could have
get
like,
a little, you can get some DNA from.
No.
Yeah.
Ian, what?
That's true. We've talked about this before.
Don't point.
Anyway, so if you're a little kid, you go and you want to learn to fish, you go with your dad that is the best fisherman in the village.
Okay.
And you have all these like father figures, you know, the best hunter teaches you how to hunt, and you become this like well-rounded person. And then what happened was we started like farming and we started staying in one place. We developed this idea of property. And now like if I have all this farmland, I want to know who my kids are so I can pass it on to it, pass my shit on to my kids. Because for the first time ever, I have stuff.
Yeah.
And then we started pairing off and becoming monogamous and doing the family unit.
And we've been unhappy ever since.
But now everybody's like polyamorous and like, and that's not good
that
either.
That sounds
know?
So complicated. Because
we're not living in tribes. Because everybody thinks they like outsmarted the system. Mm-hmm. And everybody read that book. That was like the big book for a while. And they're like, well, now I'm going to be polyamorous. It's like, yeah, but you missed the part where you live in a tight community and everybody has everybody's back and you have a human connection with. You're just fucking behind a bush.
Yeah, they just want to fuck other people. I think that's what that's about.
And the ramble, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it's about reconnecting to the tribe.
Right. Well, it's about having your cake and eating it, too. It's about being polyamorous and fucking whoever you want while simultaneously, like, pointing to a intellectual text or whatever, see, this is the way you're supposed to do it. It says right here. It's like, yeah, but you don't have any friends. Nobody likes you.
Who is this person?
I'm thinking of a specific person. I'll tell you afterwards.
A comedian?
No, somebody who books comedians. Do you know who it is?
No.
Come on, you can do it.
Wait, somebody? Oh.
There you go. All right.
Oh, God. Everyone's the worst.
I know. What do you think about a woman who doesn't remove her body hair? Oh, what do we do?
Kill her.
I mean, it's not my thing, but I guess it's okay. Not my thing, though.
Okay, we went off on this tangent because the first one, not my thing. Oh, my God, LOL, not my thing. But then the last one, I do also think it's gross.
Yeah.
But because we've been conditioned to think it's gross, you know?
Right, but it's also like people can do gross things. Things that you find gross, but they're none of your business.
Exactly.
That's what it used to mean to be a liberal before everybody was like, well, now I'm doing things that don't have anything to do with you, but also I'm bringing you into the mix and you have to, you know, you have to sign off on what I'm doing.
I have women in my life, for the record, whom I love, who engage in this type of behavior.
What type of behavior? Oh, being hairy.
Armpit hair.
Yeah.
full armpit hair. I still adore them, but I still think that's kind of gross.
Same, you know? And also...
It's always just like, you reach for a plate and you're just like, whoa, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always like, mildly gross.
Yes.
It's
not
like...
No, yeah. It's just shocking to see at first and then you get over it.
It reminds you of like fucking pubes or something.
Right,
just like,
yeah.
I don't know. And,
just
and maybe
like
this
vagina.
Is barbaric what we're saying. Like, I realize that, but like, fucking
yeah, well,
whatever.
At least we're owning it. Well, I'm not saying I'm proud of it. You know, it's just like that visceral reaction at first when you see it. But like, but I'm making the point that I still care about these people. It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
Even though I do
shouldn't.
Technically have that reaction to
right.
it. Anyway.
And part of that is conditioning, you know?
Exactly. So it's
like,
not my
what
fault.
What do you want? Right.
Not my fault. I'm an internalized misogynist.
So honestly, I think it's kind of gross. Whew. That's going to fuck your score up. I'm clicking it.
Fine.
How do you feel when a woman is vocally open about her sexuality? That's great for her, but why does she have to be so vocal about it? That's liberating. Honestly, it makes me uncomfortable. Depends if it's Pride Month or not. What?
Wait, what? Why are we automatically... Does this have to be a lesbian?
I don't know.
That was a weird one. What were the answers again?
That's great for her, but why does she have to be so vocal about it? That's liberating. Honestly, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Depends if it's Pride Month or not.
Okay, all those answers are insane. The second to last one, I guess I will go with, and I don't even remember what it is, but
honestly,
it's like,
it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, because I mean, it really depends on who it is. There's no, like, I can't just across the board say it's liberating, because I need to know who the fuck is saying it and what they're saying. Are they a stranger talking to me about getting their ass eaten out or something?
This is the problem.
That makes me uncomfortable.
With all this stuff is, you know, people just see things like in ones and zeros. Everything's binary. It's like fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I have no idea.
Who's the person? There are some people that are so obnoxious with that shit.
Yeah.
You know, if they're all... To you know, borrow a Gen Z phrase, it's their whole personality, and it's annoying. Do something else. Read a book.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need to hear about your fucking asshole every 15 minutes.
It's once again, it's not the clutching my pearls because I couldn't imagine such a thing.
Yeah.
It's not that at all. I'm cool. It's that you seem to, like you say, like you just said, have made this your entire personality, and you're very proud of yourself.
Right. You're fascinated, like, with yourself,
for
too.
For, like, fucking a bunch of people at once in a bar bathroom or something, and it's like, are you okay?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. We're all supposed to pretend like, oh, yeah, that's fine. That comes with no emotional burden or anything.
Exactly.
That's not going to fuck you up psychologically. Nothing happened to you. You're just out having a good time. It's like you just told me you went to a volleyball game. You know what I mean? It's not.
Exactly.
It's different.
There's a middle ground, or a complicated mixture of both. Do whatever you want, but also you should be careful with sex. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, this is more about talking about it, though.
Okay.
So,
but yeah,
it is annoying. That's really my answer. It's kind of annoying when people like just don't shut the fuck up about fucking all the time.
Exactly. I just want to make it clear that it's not me being uptight. It's just
it's a form of bragging,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Also, just like, you have nothing else to be proud of or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So
I get uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable. All right.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt obligated to ensure a male partner's climaxes during sex, but then don't demand the same treatment for yourself? Yeah, that's just how it goes. Well, yeah, but sometimes I do actually orgasm/enjoy it anyway. No, if I don't orgasm, then why should he? Luckily, I've gotten really good at faking it. This is insane.
I plead the fifth on this one. This is... I don't know.
What? Well, that's just denying biology, right?
Yeah,
like it is.
This whole talking point, age old talking point, is a lot less cut and dry as people seem to make it.
Yeah, it implies it's like the wage gap.
Oh my god!
It's like how people say that women don't get paid as much as men. Like some fucking insane number that's always changing, and it's like. Yeah, but the women are taking different jobs. It's not, you're not comparing apples to oranges, you know? It's not two people working at the...
Or you are comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, sorry. I always hated that turn of phrase because they're both fruit. So what are we doing? You know what I mean? This should be like apples in a boot or whatever.
You're not comparing apples in a Batman figurine.
Yeah, exactly. But you are doing that. Because if you're just comparing like two... people who are working at the same job, what they make, that they'd probably be making the same amount of money.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I had this conversation with somebody recently, and I was like, are you, because I really don't know, are you implying that men and women sit down for the exact same job and an employer looks at each of them and there's like two slots and they're like, okay, I'm gonna give this guy $100,000 a year and I'm gonna give her $75,000 a year, like,
yeah, it just feels like somebody who's never had a job in like a office or like with a, you know, benefits and stuff.
But it's so much more complicated than that, because I think it gets you also have to acknowledge that women are less likely to ask for a raise and therefore overall wages are probably.
But then like that's, but the conversation is about sexism, right?
Yeah.
So like you're saying that because of sexism, women make less, but then you're saying, but women don't ask for a raise. Well, then the burden is coming back to the women now.
Yeah.
You know, the old overarching thing here is that capitalism is all flawed to begin with. Yeah. Anyway, what I was getting at was that like you're, when you talk about like, men, you got to make women come. The implication there is that women come as easily as men. That's just not how it fucking works.
Yeah.
It's more the whole sex is men just going like, oh, hold on a little bit longer. I can do this. You know what I mean? Yeah, and women are like, I can get there. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
The man is chasing the woman in metaphorically. And then comedians get on stage. It's like, fucking let women come. It's like, we're trying our best. Best I can.
Help me. Yeah. Help you.
Right.
So I don't know. Whatever the nicest answer there is, like sometimes,
yes
sometimes
that's just how it goes. Well, yeah, but sometimes I do actually orgasm.
Yeah, second one.
A lot of times, guys. Very often. Most of the time. No matter everything good in your life, excuse me, no matter everything good in your life, have you ever still suffered feelings of hopelessness due to just not feeling, quote, pretty enough?
What the fuck? No.
Okay.
Wait.
So I think it's saying like,
time. I mean, I know what it's saying, but what was the wording again?
No matter.
Yes.
Everything good in your life. Have you ever still suffered feelings of hopelessness due to just not feeling, quote, pretty enough? It's saying if even though everything else in your life is going well.
Yeah,
have
no
you
matter
ever...
everything good enough. It's a woman phrase. You wouldn't understand. Oh,
okay, right. Have you ever, you know what they're saying, right?
Yeah. Yes.
These answers, though. Yes, sometimes. Okay, I have to read it again.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. Like, do the word jumble
is
and make it.
Is there a language barrier here? Who wrote this? Russia.
Has there ever been an instance in your life where everything is going well, but you still suffer from feelings of hopelessness due to just not feeling pretty enough?
Yes.
Yes, sometimes no. This hits me in the heart.
What? God. Yes, just yes.
Oh boy.
Oh no, do I hate women?
You got Let's Talk.
Oh no!
Girl, you got it bad. Are you okay? Maybe you're surprised you've ended up here. However,
how do you think I ended up with internalized misogyny if this is the way you're speaking to me?
Yeah, girl.
Girl, let's talk.
We need to talk.
You got it bad.
Are you okay?
No.
However you might feel right now, I guarantee it's going to be okay. Consider this a personal quick intervention to ask you, do you know, though, that you can love yourself and other women at the same time, too?
Oh, my God. This is making me hate women on the outside. Yeah.
It's possible to do so without judgment or constant compromises. It really is, I promise.
Is it?
You have some serious unpacking to do, though.
Isn't this so funny that they reduce women to the most paper thin stereotypes, and then they tell you when you disagree with those things that like you're the one who has a problem,
right?
It's like, do you hate women of big boobs and wear makeup and like shopping? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, here are the questions about women. It's makeup.
Yeah.
Do you make men come? You know,
yeah.
Are you horny for fucking? It's like, just ugh. It's everything about like,
sorry, we have
Twitter
armpit hair.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Well, I guess we got to the bottom of my problems. I got it bad.
Yeah.
But I'll work on it.
All right. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.